I'm Asmodeus, from the Strange and Unusual podcast, a proud member of the Gunna Geek Network, just like the show you're listening to now. The opinions expressed are those of each individual host. Check out all the other podcasts at GunnaGeekNetwork.com and get ready because geekiness begins in 3, 2, 1.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, pets and creatures of every make and model, entertainment shenanigans alike, welcome back to the Legends Podcast. I'm Beef.
And I'm Wing.
And this week we are talking about the 2006 Russian Night Watch.
2006?
Yeah.
Look at how bad.
This is one of the first movies I glommed onto after I said no to naughty things. So.
Yeah. Okay. This movie rely a lot on fast editing and you not seeing a lot.
Yep.
And use all its special effect budget in throwing you off in their off world.
The gloom.
So at some point you don't see the bad effects anymore because you feel the editing is part of the feeling of the gloom.
Right, it's part of all, and even the off quick cuts and shit, it's part of the frenetic nature, the frantic pace of them doing these things, them being others, them being a bear, them being a tiger, you know, a tiger jumping up on the freaking stove and grabbing a pan. That was
awesome.
That's one of the first things you saw and you were like, whoa, the little spider with the little squeaky doll that grows spider legs.
That was weird.
Quick cuts, being a non film, you know, school person, since you're all film school, the quick cuts and that shit really didn't bother me.
For me, it's that I'm looking at the movie with a different eyes because I haven't seen that in a couple of years, actually. I think I've seen that twice. Seen that in theater, I've seen that on DVD when I bought it, and now I'm revisiting it. So I watched it a little bit more, seeing like the first scene when they're on the bridge and there's basically knights against.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Black knights.
It's like they're all demons. They're all others. They're basically all angels or something, but you have to pick a side.
And it's during that scene at the start where I was like, okay, they don't have a lot of people. They're cutting around a lot. Where I don't see any background whatsoever. Everything is black. That I started to see what they were doing. And it's brilliant because they took $20 million movie maybe, and made it look like a $75 million movie. Because you never saw that, as you said.
No, and it's from Russia. It's they like this movie so much. Isn't this the guy who directed Wanted?
Yep.
So Hollywood did enjoy it.
Yeah, you see the same style too.
And that's fine. It's supposed to be nuts, but I like the different take on the battle between good and evil and the truce that it has taken. And, you know, then you get into a lot of the same stuff that we've always heard. You know, there will be one to come and balance the force or make, you know, good to make one side win.
I'm not getting bitch about the story because it's the same story. I mean,
right.
It's the story.
Everything.
Yeah, it's the story. But mainly the way they make it interesting is, if I get this, they're looking for the curse?
No, that's the fucking point. That's okay. That's where the movie is confusing as well, right? The curse is just incidental. The curse is like the monster of the week, right? The bigger thing is the war between both of them, and now that the one to bring balance, which was the kid, has chosen the dark side. That's the greater story for the whole thing. But for just the movie, that chick ended up cursing herself.
Yeah, and she just happens to be the mother of that kid.
No, that's another thing, too, okay?
No.
They pick two long-haired, thin,
blonde,
petite
Russian-looking
blondes.
Leading. Yes,
right.
Yes. They're in Russia, you know?
I'm a fan of blondes, right? And, like, but still, it's hard for me every time in the movie to realize. They did give one glasses, right? Right. But they're in two completely different apartments. The one's in the 70s apartment, and the bolt fell from the airplane and hit in her drink. The other one, the kid's mom, is like in the trendy glass, new, updated, I don't know. It's basically the same fucking person. You're right. I even thought of that to myself as in my notes here.
Yeah, they look alike a lot. Okay, and the mother of that kid, that's the kid that he was trying to kill through the weird witch at the start of the movie.
Black magic, yes, but he didn't know that was his son, and I don't think he really knew that he was going to kill the kid.
And he stopped the killing because the Night Watch came in.
Yep, and put the frying pan between her hands so she couldn't finish the job.
So that's what's brilliant in that, is that they keep bouncing you here and there to different stuff. Except the casting of the two blondes. I mean, it should have been like two very different looking people, at least with the style. Even if they're two blondes, but make one of them very, very differentiable, not just put glasses on her.
Right, exactly.
Because besides that, that's what makes the story interesting. They keep you on your toes looking everywhere, and there's a couple of an intertwined story, and in the end, well, what's his name? The
Anton or Zavalon?
Zavalon.
With the sword spine?
Yeah, that's basically the devil.
Yes.
With the big D.
Yep, he's the devil, and the other one, I wouldn't say he's God, but he's like Lord Gosser, I can't remember how to spell it, but he's like God's right-hand angel, if you will. Or, you know, I wouldn't go that far, but...
That would be funny that he would just be God.
Oh, I like the duct tape scene when Anton got the shit kicked out of him, and he puts, like, the electrical tape over Anton's eye and then belts his head together, and he's like, show me, Anton.
Oh, yeah, he just makes him relive that moment, and he goes nuts again. The scene that follows is good when he goes through his book and you start going animated.
Oh, the flip book? Yeah.
Yeah, that's good. Again, using all these styles in a way that it works. He incorporated in a way that it's organic. You don't feel the transition.
Olga, the owl.
That was fucked up.
And awesome. When she's like squawking yet speaking, don't turn around, don't look at me.
Yeah, would you have looked?
Yeah, why not? Even the visuals too, the little bits of visuals of like when Anton is basically standing behind his kid and he doesn't know it yet, but he already drank blood.
Yeah.
So he can like see the pulsing of the veins through the kid's head. He basically sees like into the gloom kind of through his head.
Yeah,
I understand. It's a cool visual, though.
Yeah, that was fun. Every time they're going into veins, actually, every time he's seeing into these things and he's trying to... Because I thought he was seeing the future, but you're right. He seems to be able to detect feeling as well.
It's something. I don't know. It's something with the gloom. It's something with... Because Anton is a seer, you know, so he can see things that are going to happen or potentially happen. That's how he could track down the vampire that was going to feed the one who he kicks his fucking teeth out. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. That was horrific.
As a vampire, to have your teeth kicked out?
Dude, I had my teeth kicked out last year, and I'm telling you, it's really, really a bad feeling.
Yeah, but now being a vampire, where you going to die now?
No, they're just going to regrow in a day. It's okay.
Yeah. Oh, God, the brutality of Anton getting stabbed with all the knife or the scissors.
And they start the movie with that, and you're like, you're going to go on like that for a while? But he seems to be healing like a beast after the operation from...
Yeah, the hand in the chest...
I have no idea what he did to him and how that works, but this, I don't want to say it's steampunk, but it's steampunk inspired a little bit.
See, I don't know. I always think steampunk is very one thing, so I give you a solid maybe, but...
Yeah, but you know that greedy... No, maybe it's not steampunk, it's more noir... You can fix everything with a little bit of tape, a bottle of whiskey, and a thread and needle.
Very RPG.
Yeah, but in that scruffy, feeling where, like I said, a bottle of whiskey, thread needle, and you make an over, you remove a bullet, and everybody's okay.
Yeah, true.
Yeah.
Well, you better get used to that when the apocalypse happens. We'll have to. That's how we'll have to live.
Yeah, it's more. That's it. That's more noir.
I was gonna say like the truck flip scene. I'm kind of excited to see the second one next week. I know it's. I remember it's a lesser movie, but some of the special effects were really cool, and I can barely remember it. So
I found the DVD back, and there was the price sticker on it, and it was written $1, and I was like,
nice.
You know what? It's gonna be worth it. And then I put the recycle, the case in the recycling, and I just keep the disc now because, boxes and boxes of DVDs.
Well, you might as well have them. The hacking of his arm when they were in the gloom after the kid passed out. Remember, like, the eyeball trails?
Yeah.
And then he's like, we've got to give them something else to go after. And it's like, was it just me or were there flies? Could you hear flies or were they mosquitoes? What was it?
I don't know if they were flies or mosquitoes or what they used, but I think the sound is flies, but they look like mosquitoes, if that makes sense. And it's just to give you that creepy feeling once again. When the gloom happens, the flies start like happening here and there. Talking about the gloom, why did the kid was starting to go into the gloom at some point? Because
he's another. He never... Man, that's why he could. That's the kid in the beginning that could sniff out. He would follow her instructions. He could tap into something, right? So, and he's Anton's kid, so he's another. I don't know.
Okay, I just don't know why that all of a sudden at some point he was falling into the gloom. I was like, okay, that's.
I think he freaked out when people came to get him.
Oh, maybe.
After he'd been attacked by a vampire, and like you know. I don't know. I don't know, man.
Hey, what I'm asking. I told you I had questions.
What was the other one? You noticed the video game. How did Zavalon have a video game of the future?
Well, yeah.
I mean, it's cool.
It's kind of cool. On the other end, at some point he wins, at some point he loses, and it gives you like a different option.
Right. I think it's, well, it, you know, he was playing it till he figured it out, you know?
Yeah. Well, just always... you know what? I like it because we always see chess. We always see chess. And for once, we see Soul Calibur, you know?
Basically, yeah.
So I'm good with it.
I like that it was the long con as well.
Oh, you my know, God.
She reads out the Night Watch report from 12 years ago.
Yeah.
And then he beats the shit out of Zavalon in front of his son just to cement it.
Yeah, it works.
Yeah. I don't know. It's just so...
God, I just look at the filmography of the director.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what is his latest effort?
Oh, God. When you say effort, that's not...
Ben-Hur.
Oh, no.
Before that, Abraham Lincoln, Vampire Hunter.
That was kind of fun. In a really horrible, not a at all historical kind of way. And, like, really horrible. But it was kind of fun.
I don't think he's going to be directing for a while.
Well, he's not in America.
Yeah. Because, you know, from 2008 to now, you have, like, Wanted. His three big things are Wanted, Abraham Lincoln, Vampire Hunter, and Ben-Hur. And Ben-Hur is losing money every day right now, so...
Well...
He did direct the one we're watching next week, though.
Yes.
They
won. Is there still talk of Dusk Watch?
It's
supposedly a three-part.
You see, in production or announced, I don't see anything. He has Unfriended 2, Wanted 2, and Liked.
Says so, Dusk Watch will happen at some point in time.
So yeah, okay.
He said that at March 26th of this year.
Okay, so it's still in his head, but it needs to find money and probably, you know what? It's a good time to go back to the well.
Yeah, I mean, really, you might have to tap one of these out just to know you can make a little bit of money on it.
Yeah, maybe, because, ouch. Or not even that, just show that you can still... do something great with not that much money.
Right, because that's what got you all the other jobs, and then Apparently they forgot that.
Yeah, well, the banner, I can't believe that. Okay, let's, I'm going to forget that. So this one was fun.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. The kid, okay, I'm going to assume you watched the dub version.
Yes.
I watched 10 minutes of that and I turned it in Russian because I was like, oh, screw this. The dubbing is very bad.
It's actually not horrible.
But I had the option on the DVD, so.
I know. I've gotten used to it, though. It's actually not horrible.
I'm just so used to read movies anyway. So I watched it in Russian. The kid act his ass off. It's very, very good. He's very, very good and very convincing.
Good. So, well, I mean, there are some things that don't age as well, and there are some stuff that's just, you know. But it took me right back to the handful of times I've watched it, and I thoroughly enjoyed the hell out of it.
Indeed. That's
the owl. Fucking owl.
It's because it starts as a stuffed owl?
Yes, like, yeah, exactly, a stuffed owl.
And then it becomes a real owl, then it becomes a weird cocoon thing and a woman?
There was no real cocoon. She just changed from an owl into a woman.
Yeah, but that was a long scene.
It's pretty cool, though. And then they have a close-up of the nails shrinking into fingers.
Yeah.
That was fucking creepy and cool.
The in-between face that we see kind of in the mirror. And
oh, in the mirror? Yeah. But see, again, quick cut scenes, frantic pace, it works.
Yeah. Yeah, if you use it well, it works. And the fact that this movie use action in a very sporadic way, but use tension instead. And when there's action, people get hurt really, really fast. So you're still invested with them, but they can slow the combat and just use the quick cut to make it interesting. Because the last fight, you see nothing. It's all in his head.
Pretty much, yeah. You don't see anything going on.
Yeah. But it works. Because that's not the important moment. The important moment is the minute after when he is about to kill the other one, his kid, and the Satan stand-ins explain, no, he always wanted to kill you. So that's what makes this movie work. They have those moments well-placed and well-earned that you forgive the action really fast.
True. I mean, those moments are heavy enough where it actually makes them count.
Yep. Are you ready to rate it, Beef?
Yeah, I think we could.
Yeah? So, for Night Watch, are you going Legendary Legends of Its Time, Cult Legend, Awesome, Entertaining, Memorable, Forgettable, Abysmal, or Spring Breakers, Islander? Beef, where do you stand?
Okay, now walk with me here. This is going to be a journey, okay? Thank you, Sean. For everything that it was and coming from Russia, I want to call it a legend of its time. But I'm going to go with a really, really solid really, really solid awesome and give it a... Well, no, I'll go cult legend, actually, because it did have a cult following. It was a set of books. People keep seeing it. But legend of its time, because for how much crap it was a lot of fun for what they had to work with and the budget that they made it on. And even though it was a huge movie over there, it's still, compared to Hollywood standards, was pretty damn tiny.
No, but so, I want to support your cult legend, if I may. And
I'm sticking with the cult.
Because that's where I'm going.
I'm sticking with the cult legend, but I'm just saying it could be a legend of its time, too, because it was, like, for me, it was just... Pow, there it is. You know what I mean? I will always equate that with 2006.
Yeah, but for me, not as much. I would more equate that to something I discovered in a crappy festival, a movie festival, which we went, which is not crappy anymore. It's called Fantasia. We saw the Kevin Smith movie over there. And, you know, it's not as much that as it... It survived. It was released here. It was dubbed, which is rare for these movies. That's why I'm used to read them. So that's why I'm going to call it Cult Legend. And then the fact that they had the sequel and people are still talking about it, damn right. I think it earns a cult status.
Okay, I'll agree with you, Call Legend. But if that other one comes out, that Guardians one or whatever, that Russian X team, then we got to see that, if they dub that.
Oh, yeah. Well, even if they don't dub it.
Damn it. All right, I'll give you a solid maybe.
Come on.
Solid maybe.
We made you read Italian about a guy looking for his bicycle.
That's why I don't want to read anymore. I'm done reading. I don't even read at work. I tell people to read me stuff. Anyways. All right. Last word.
I'm going to go with puppet.
A flashlight. This has been episode 205 of Legends Podcast, Nightwatch.
Whoa. It's 305.
This has been episode 305 of Legends Podcast, Nightwatch. I'm Beef saying, did I just drink pig's blood?
And I'm Wing saying, well, it's really close to human body.
Thank you for listening. If you want to leave us feedback, go to GunnaGeek.com, where you'll find all our contact information as well as our other shows. You can also visit LegendsPodcast.com, where you'll find our complete archives. The music heard on this podcast is by Kevin MacLeod and can be found at Incompetech.com. The opinions heard on this podcast are those of each individual host and do not represent Legends Stream Canada or Gunna Geek Networks. No infringement is intended, and no infringements are intended.